Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin, is an attempt to take our esoteric gemaras, in the sense that unfortunately these gemaras are not nogeya lemaisa, where we can bring a carbon to atone for our averos, and therefore we will try to take the ideas of the gemaras and show halacha lemaisa how tshuva, according to the poskim, should be done based on our gemaras today, if chas v'chalila a person was nichshal in violating a malacha on Shabbos. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and then come back to our gemara. The Ramah, in the end of Simin Shin Lamedalad, brings up something that the Mechaber does not discuss and is valuable practical advice. Im Ovar v'chilu. Here the Mechaber and the Ramah was discussing a case where a fire had broken out, and a person wanted to save his items, which he's not supposed to do, by extinguishing the fire. Of course, if someone's life is in danger, it's a mitzvah to extinguish the fire. But saving one's objects, one is not allowed to do. V'imavar v'chilu tzarech lehis'anos, Ramah here is heavy, arboim yom sheni v'chamishi. The Ramah, quoting from the Piskei Maharai, first says that a person who violates Shabbos needs to fast 40 days, Mondays and Thursdays. V'lo yishta yayin, he should not indulge in wine. V'lo yochal basar, not eat meat. Before we continue on that front, the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah gives two important makoros that are relevant. Number one, that the Sefer Shmiras Haloshon in Shar Tvuna quotes the Gra in his letter that says that of greater significance is someone who works on his taivas in general, that is even greater than fasting. So it could be that according to this Gra, if a person doesn't indulge his taivas, that might take the place for fasting. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as quoted in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, pointed out that the rules of Tanesim and Sigufim are different depending on people and in our generation. And Rav Shlomo Zalman emphasized that aside from a person davening with a broken heart, asking for mechila for that avera, he should also be reminded that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives those who have done averas if they return with tshuva shlema, and also he should give hoda and halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he accepts and loves Balei Tshuva. We will focus on the next part of the Ramah. V'yitein bimkom chatas, and in place of the karmen chatas, he should give yudches pshitim l'tzedakah. 18 pshitim, that was the coinage in the Ramah's day. The Mishneh Berurah calculates that is equal to 5 zehuvim, and the Mishneh Berurah adds that it was the value of the simplest lamb or goat at that particular time. The Ramah also concludes that there are instances where one could redeem a fast day for a certain amount of money, which we will not get into. So there is this idea of giving the money for tzedakah for a carbon. The Mishneh Berurah also concludes in Sif Katan Pei V'kosva Asfarim Shemeanochen Shiomer Parshas Chatas V'yavi Yavin Ofen Hakravasa. He should say the Parsha Chatas and understand how it's brought and almost recreate that process. The word V'yavin in the Mishneh Berurah fits in beautifully with Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says that the essence of bringing the carbon and learning about the carbon is where a person relives it, as we described before. The parsha that should be read is the parsha that we made reference to in our Gemara, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta, until V'nislachlo in Vayikra Dalid, Chav Zayin through Lamed Hei. Now, Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashuk Echemed makes a beautiful ha'ara that these points in the Piskei Maharai that are quoted in the Ramah really emerge from our Gemara itself. Because the Gemara had an interesting drasha. Shmuel had said that we learn out the idea of chiluke malachos, that you're chayiv for each independent malacha from mechaleleha mos yumas. And the Gemara asks 12 lines into Ayin Amid Aleph, what about the pasuk of Kol Ha'osa Melacha Yumas? Yumas sounds like plural. The Gemara says that's talking about a shogeg, and yumas means yumas b'mama. That if he did the avera b'meiz and he's chayiv misa, that's one thing. But yumas is coming to bring out that he's supposed to die with mamon, which the Gemara calls a carbon. So you see a primary chelek of the carbon itself from kol osa melacha yumas in Parshas Vayakel. The Gemara understands yumas meaning bimamon, which refers to carbon. That means one of the defining features of the carbon is the fact that the individual is giving up of his money. If that's so, we see that it's not simply that a person is symbolically giving money to tzedakah in order to do the best that he could recreate the karban. The first step of the mitzvah of karban, he's actually fulfilling. And that is, yumas b'mamon, taking some of his money, his hard-earned money, and giving it to tzedakah. That is an integral part of the karban chatas. A fantastic point by the Chashuk Echemet by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, and see the Meshech Chachma in Vayikra Chav Dalet Yud Zayin that describes the relationship between the loss of money and the carbon itself and its significance. Of course, when one donates that money for the tzedakah, one should say that one is giving the money for kapara, for the particular aveira. However, one should be careful not to say that one is giving the money for a carbon chatas, because that could create many halacha problems of turning the money into hegdish. So it should be said that it's given for a kapara and not as for a chatas or for any type of carbon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes that how our esoteric Gemara actually plays itself out in halacha l'maisa today.